This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. It will never lose its power. Greet ye in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life. I am so happy to be here today. I want to welcome all those on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line and on Facebook Live. This morning I saw my sister Kedra, thanks for joining, and my sister Tracy, and my friend Will. I think my mom's still asleep. Somebody wake her up. Well, once again, just greeting in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We will get started. We will be doing communion at the end of the message today. So I hope you have bread and juice and join us, because he invites you to the table. We are still in Matthew chapter 7 today, and we're going to be coming through Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 through 20. Matthew chapter 7, 15 through 20. And it reads this way: Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the mighty, precious name of your Son, Christ Jesus. And we thank you for this day. And Lord, our prayer is that we decrease and you increase. And I pray, Lord, that they not see me, but they see thee. Bless your message today. Let it be planted into hearts, that it may grow and produce fruit. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we're still in Matthew chapter 7, we know that starting at chapter 5, it is the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus Christ is dismounting now. He's ending his sermons. And as he leaves, he gives us a warning here. I think this is an interesting warning that Jesus gives us. As he's ending his Sermon on the Mount, he says, Beware of false prophets. What is a false prophet? Well, you must know what a prophet is. A prophet is one that foretells. And if he foretells what Jesus is telling, that is the right thing. So if he's saying something other than what Christ is telling you, he is a false prophet. So you must know what the Word of God says. In order to understand or spot a false prophet, you must know what a true prophet is. You must know what God's Word says. And it says this: They are going to come to you in sheep's clothing. So in other words, they're going to come portraying that they are coming in the name of God. But then, as the Bible say, inwardly they are raving wolves. In other words, looking to devour you, looking to mislead you. But don't be afraid. He tells us to beware of this so that we know how to respond. Now, he says they're going to...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.